In wartime, even the simplest, most ordinary objects can take on immense meaning. A new song cycle looks at one such item that meant a lot to American GIs in Vietnam, the Zippo cigarette lighter. New York composer Phil Klein took the words and phrases that soldiers, sailors, Marines in Vietnam used to engrave on their lighters and turned them into what he calls Zippo songs. The material is included on a new CD and will be featured at a concert this evening at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art. Jeff London reports.
Phil Klein says he became intrigued by the sayings on Zippo lighters after reading an article in a magazine about them several years ago.
These are like haiku. This is a body of literature.
Klein says it's also perfect material for lyrics. He began setting the sayings to music, grouping them by theme: drugs, sex, death.
A kind of sentiment you find running through a lot of the poems from Vietnam is this sense of, I know something you can never, ever, ever know. That's a real common feeling you get from Vietnam soldiers. And it exists in a couple of the poems, too. Please don't tell me about Vietnam because I have been there. What's not being said is, and you haven't.
Please don't tell me.
One who was there is William J. Crapser. He served as a sergeant with Alpha Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division, from October 1968 to October 1969.
As the point man of a six-man team, I would walk way ahead of the other five. The job of the point man is to initiate ambushes, to take sniper fire, to be the first one to go down. Basically, a point man is bait.
Almost as vulnerable were those who served on the riverboats. James Davey was part of Naval Task Force 116, River Division 593. He was assigned to a PBR unit, a patrol boat that often worked alongside another boat that carried a napalm flamethrower. Those boats were nicknamed Zippos.
They would come in and torch bunkers and anything else that was along the riverbanks that the Army wanted. If they thought it was booby-trapped, they'd come in and fire them Zippos up and burn everything down.
Davy had a Zippo lighter, which he cherished.
The one I had said, when I die, I'm going to heaven. I've spent my time in hell. Nam 67, 68. And it had my name on it. That was a popular one. A lot of them had that saying on there.
It's a lyric that Phil Klein uses in Zippo songs.
When I die, I'll go to heaven because I've spent my time in hell.
Sergeant William Crapser also had a Zippo. He says he bought it for a buck and a quarter at the PX and got a Vietnamese jeweler to engrave it for about 50 cents.
On one side, I had Sergeant Willie, because my nickname in the bush was Sergeant Willie. Then when you flip the lighter over, the motto I chose was, for those who fight for it, freedom has a flavor the protected will never know.
William Crapser says his brothers in combat had anything and everything engraved on their Zippos.
It was kind of like a tattoo that you didn't have to put on your body. What you see is what you get. The meanest mother in the valley is me. I will fear no evil because I am the meanest. You know, everything from that to love Jesus, save the world with love, peace. I mean, it was literally the individual soul, the spirit of the person that came out upon their lighters because we had everything else stripped away from us.
You really couldn't have many personal possessions. You had a wristwatch and you had a Zippo lighter, and that was about it.
Jim Fiorella wrote a book about the lighters called The Vietnam Zippo.
Vietnam was dominated by Zippo because they had marketing personnel in country and they were very aggressive. They had a direct link marketing to the Navy, the Coast Guard, Army, Air Force. They had people visiting, you know, daily to take orders.
Despite their prevalence, the lighters became prized possessions for those who carried them and those who wanted them. Soldiers bartered their Zippos for leave or for a night with a prostitute. After Jim Davey was wounded in an ambush, he wound up in a hospital in Japan. He sold his few possessions for a night on the town.
The hospital we were on was by a big base, and of course GIs would buy anything, you know, souvenirs, the guys that were stationed there in Japan. So, yeah, I sold, I think I got $5 for the Purple Heart and $5 for the watch and $10 for the Zippo.
They're worth even more today. Genuine Vietnam Zippos can go for up to $300 on eBay or at swap meets. Author and photographer Jim Fiorella goes to a lot of military memorabilia shows and meets veterans.
Sometimes the guy will talk to me for 2 or 3 hours, and it's really a value possession. And other times, I had veterans come to me and they said, "Yeah, I've been wanting to meet you. I knew you were going to be here. I brought my Zippo and I just wanted to leave it with you because it brings back such pain every time I look at it, such bad memories." And I've had that happen quite often.
Today, retired Sergeant William J. Crapser lives in upstate New York. Diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, he says he's also suffering from the effects of Agent Orange. In 1988, he published an award-winning novel, Remains, Stories of Vietnam. Now, he says he watches a lot of television. He recently saw a travelogue about a woman visiting Vietnam as a tourist. In one segment, she goes to Hue City, site of one of the bloodiest battles of the war. It's where Crapser lost his best friend.
She walked up to the citadel walls in Hue. 1st Battalion, 5th Marines died just to get to the citadel walls in Hue. And as she's doing this, kids come running up to her from all directions carrying Marine Zippo lighters from the dead in Hue. She was, of course, bargaining with them. I think she paid $2 American for the lighter. And then she was flicking the lighter show. And even though this is 35 years old, look, it still works. But all these lighters were burned, shrapnel torn, pieces of bullet ate through them. All these lighters are from dead Marines.
Crapser says he'd like to see somebody with money step forward and buy all of the Zippos in Vietnam and donate them to the Smithsonian as a memorial. Composer Phil Klein has created a memorial of sorts out of the words of the servicemen and women on the lighters.
Some of them were sincere, a lot of them were ironic, sarcastic, satirical, whatever you might want to say. But then there's a small group of lighters that would be really serious, metaphysical. And I think actually the one that really just killed me was, "We are the unwilling, led by the unqualified, doing the unnecessary for the ungrateful." I was like, oh my, that's a great four-line poem about the Vietnam conflict.
We are the unwilling, led by the unqualified, doing the unnecessary for
. 35 years ago, Sergeant William J. Crapser lost his Zippo while he was on patrol. He still wishes he had it.
We clutched our lighters. We held our lighters because that tiny, tiny little thing became the one part of our civilian souls, the part that had to go back to mother and father in an aged condition, having seen the horror and death we did. And that lighter was our connection to civilian life that overrode the rules and regulations of what we called the green machine. What little dignity we could have in our lighters.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
More on Zippo songs, go to our website, npr.org.